Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as Dan Thompson of Kansas State University joins us right after this.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 1,000 plus head to sale, including 250 Angus bulls, 50 fall Angus pairs, and 700 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, go to expressranches.com on the web or call 800-664-3977. Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming October 4th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Hey neighbors, this year as you plant wheat for harvest next June, do yourself a favor. Call Joe Shirley and order some certified wheat that'll make you more money. He's got Duster, the top yielding variety at OSU's wheat trials this past season, Billings, Endurance, and Fuller. The new genetics will yield more and make you money. Call Joe or Ann Shirley, 1-800-638-9289, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Dr. Dan Thompson is a veterinarian and the director of the Kansas Beef Institute at Kansas State University. I've caught up with him a couple of times this year, most recently at the Noble Foundation's annual Southern Plains Beef Symposium, where he was talking about producing beef for a first world country. We asked him what he meant by that particular title.
Well, you know, 90% of what we produce in the United States, beef-wise, is consumed domestically. And our country is a first world country. We're not producing it for a third world country. When you think about our export markets, and I was just thinking about this morning, you know, when we're worried about the export markets, which export markets are we worried about being able to get into? It's for serving other first world countries such as Japan and Korea and those that can afford the higher level end products. And when we think about third world, we think about countries that are undeveloped, may not even have electricity, no sewer systems, and they have a nation that's starving to death. So, you know, when we start thinking about animal welfare, it's something that's very important for us to do to stay in business. But I think a lot of times the things that we're seeing with a first world country is people who aren't engaged in agriculture that live in an affluent society that are trying to make regulations or things that are unjust and probably off point of moving the world forward in food production.
When we think about all the ramifications of our country being a developed country, that means you've got groups like PETA, HSUS that are a part of the conversation, and they're demanding certain things of our producers.
Yeah, these groups, they, you know, their purposes, number one, are to raise money. That's what that for themselves, not for the animals. And then they take that money to drive agendas, like a vegan agenda, wanting everybody not to eat meat. They want to liberate animals, and they're changing our legislature. They're using the money that they raise to lobby against agriculture, and their overarching goal is to abolish animal agriculture. It's not to just make the world a little bit better for animals. And so when you think about these groups and you think about the tactics that they have and the media that they use to get their name out, and when they're meeting with our legislature, we need to make sure that our legislators and our senators and representatives understand that that is not mainstream America. That is less than 1%. That is a small minority vegan-driven group that is not mainstream. 97.5% of Americans eat meat, and they want agriculture to succeed.
Dr. Dan Thompson, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Don't miss two big sales. Starting at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fall Celebration Female Sale, selling 80 Hereford heifers, cows, calves, and donors. Then at 1:30 p.m., it's the Ranch Ready Bull Sale, selling 75 Hereford bulls. Two big sales on October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Go to starlakehereford.com for more information. Star Lake Cattle Ranch, demand the brand.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.